Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the profound fantasy fiction Remnants of Humanity by Christine Van Camp Zecca, the 21st century is facing worldwide disintegration. The spiritual systems are falling apart, revealing the lack of all that used to sustain humanity as notions of separation prevail. However, inclusion is essential for survival. Profound love is more powerful than hate, but those in power amplify hate, destroying humanity in the process. Now, after the collapse of Western civilization in North America, survivors grounded in healing love flee south. 7 millennia later, an isolated outpost of women wants to share its hard-earned wisdom. Christine works with creativity and the imaginal realm, integrating her background of 30 years of Jungian studies and analysis, dream tending, and other forms of embodied dream work. An artist with an depth psychology degree from Pacifica, an MA degree from Pacifica Graduate Institute, she works with people interested in creating a connection to their own hidden treasures within. Christine Van Camp Zecca, author of Remnants of Humanity, Journey Throughout Our Sacred Earth to Restore Balance Held Within the Feminine Division, is our guest on This Week in America. Christine, a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you here. I love what you've done in the book, the story you tell, all the very valuable lessons for all of us. What motivated you to write the book? Why did you decide to write Remnants of Humanity?
Well, I was seriously disturbed by how people were behaving. It seemed so simple to me. Just, you know, sit back, take it in, and open your heart.
Yes. That doesn't seem to be the case, does it? It seems to be, especially right now, don't you sense that this is the worst I can remember it, maybe even in my lifetime, the hostility that seems to be out there.
I agree.
Well, the book is really an eye-opener. It's a call to action for all of us to read. It's Remnants of Humanity. Christine's website, by the way, is Christine Zecca, that's Z-E-C-C-A.com. Information there. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. What do you think is required to keep the unthinkable from happening, the unthinkable that you discuss in the book, Remnants of Humanity? What's required to change course, to keep the unthinkable from happening?
I think we all need to stand up and say no to when things are really looking like they're taking us in the wrong direction. And we just have to be persistent with that, you know, stand up. I have been trained in the martial arts, the Chinese ones, and it's like, that's what you do. You never have any aggressive moves. You take what's coming at you, and if it's really bad, you just give it back to them. But you don't have to do anything, you know, aggressive.
What do you say to people who say, yeah, I would like to do that, but I'm one person. Boy, it's going to take more than me to stop this and to turn it around. What's the message for all of us that we think we're helpless? We're one person. We certainly can't do anything on our own.
Oh, no, that is not right at all. We all can.
Yes.
It's amazing how many opportunities we have, you know.
Well, and I'm sure you've seen that in your life and the study that you've done in working with everybody that you've had the pleasure of teaching and who has taught you over the course of the years to see how we can right this ship and keep it going in the right direction. Remnants of Humanity is the novel written by our guest on the program, Christine Van Camp Zecca, that's Z-E-C-C-A, if you're Googling her website, ChristineZecca.com. What can we do to stand up for ourselves and not fall for the propaganda that we're really subjected to on a daily basis?
We need to go deep inside and see what that feels like. And it, with me, it just, I'm going, what has happened to you? And I'm so sorry. I mean, I have neighbors around me who I see this happening to them all the time, and as my teacher, Marion Woodman, said, you have to go in from the slant, on a slant. So you don't just go and confront them. directly. You just mention other things that, you know, you would think they would think are really good ideas and would help.
Yes, and approach it that way. I love that concept. Our guest on the program, Christine Van Camp Zecca, the book she's written, Remnants of Humanity, Journey Throughout Our Sacred Earth to Restore Balance Held Within the Feminine Dimension, book available wherever books are sold. Christine's website, ChristineZecca.com, all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What is required for us to learn how to see others for who they truly are, not projections of ourselves? How do we get to that point?
You know what? That is the whole work we do in life. We just don't give it away to others and project it out on others. We look at our inside. We look in our side, open our hearts, and go, oh, I see. I could do that too, but that does not feel good to me.
And that's something we all need to think about as we're going through our daily lives and being subjected to people and interacting with people and trying to sort through all of this now. It's difficult times, but I love the message that Christine has that will help us all through this. How is creativity? You have such a background in dealing with the creative process. How is creativity one of humanity's most crucial qualities to survival? How is it, and how do we implement it?
You know what? It's the most important thing that humanity can do. Our humanity here on Earth is a supremely creative bunch of people, okay?
Yes.
We have that in us somewhere, okay? Just find it.
How difficult is that to find that? For some people, creativity comes very easy, but for others, they really struggle with it and seem maybe they go their entire lives without really tapping into it. How do we tap into that creativity?
Bring in humor. Bring in humor. Laugh, smile, give them a hug. Whatever you can do. I mean, come on. You can do it.
When all else fails, laugh and give them a hug. I love that. It's simple, isn't it? We keep looking to these great philosophers to get us through this period. And it's not that complicated, is it? I mean, you've got some basic principles there that have worked so well in your lives and the people you know and the people that you've taught. It's really sort of basic if we just open our minds and our hearts and accept it.
Yeah, it's a balance between the mind and the heart. We have to have both operating at the same time. You can't just be gullible. Because I have developmentally disabled children, they're very gullible, but they have hearts as big as a house, you know?
Yes.
And so they make it.
Well, that's interesting, that balance that we have to have. So often we think with heart or mind, or rarely do we do both, and a combination of both obviously will get us through some very difficult times. How do we resist the either-or thinking that most of us have, moving towards both and? We always want to exclude something. It's pick something rather than see how we can incorporate something.
Well, if I have someone that's seriously disagreeing with me, I want to understand how they got to their position. And then I just, you know, that's okay. But, you know, there are other ways. You know, just be loving and critical thinking.
Can we do this by example? Maybe without, you know, stopping and making a big thing with everybody and a big discussion, just by the way we live our lives, is it possible that we can influence other people because they see a calmness, a peace in our lives? Maybe they'll look, try to find the source of that and implement that in their lives.
You know, I practice Qigong out on Palisades Park, which is right over the ocean in Santa Monica.
Yes.
I just go there. And people will say, and I'm doing my Qigong practice, and it's so relaxing, and it just makes you smile. You can't help it. You can't help doing Tai Chi or Qigong and not smiling. It opens your heart. There are different moves, in particular, that open your heart.
Our guest on the program is Christine Van Camp Zecca, Z-E-C-C-A. She's the author of the book Remnants of Humanity, and I'll touch on that in depth here in a few minutes. Just getting some of the background, some of the wisdom that Christine has shared with people over the years and shares with people in the book Remnants of Humanity. How do we go about opening our hearts to see the soulful goodness in others? And I say that because I guess I'm assuming that everybody's got some type of goodness in them. It's there. We just need to tap into it. Is that accurate?
That's totally accurate. I just smile. I listen. And I just am. I am who I am. You have to be your authentic person and not following anybody else's dictate. So it means propaganda really does not work with me. You know, I just go, wait a minute. Let's just think through our hearts, okay? Let's try that.
How long did it take for you to get to that point? For so many of us, we're sort of taught this is the reaction when something happens. This is what you do. This is the counter. This is what happens. And you can't do this. You can't do that. This is the proper response. How do you get to the point where you really found your authentic Christine? How long did it take you to get to that level?
Actually, I think I plugged into that pretty early in my life. I'm now approaching 80, but, you know, I still have that. And it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. The more you actually come from that place, you're just fed. It's amazing.
Well, it's interesting because you guide people. You teach, you influence people. Who influenced you? You say this happened at an early age for you. Who influenced you? Was it family, friends, teachers? Where did you develop this very calm outlook on life?
I just came that way. I was one of four girls, and my mother would always come to me. I was number two, and try to figure out what the truth was. And one of the things that she liked was that I told the truth. What an option.
Surprising that to this day really surprises people when they're actually telling the truth. Sometimes we decide to deny the truth to ourselves and then to other people. You've talked a lot about curiosity. Why is that one of humanity's best attributes? And I guess I'm sort of jumping ahead of myself here. First, is it a best attribute? You think curiosity would rank up there with humor in terms of being an attribute? Is it?
Oh, they go together.
Okay.
I think they go together. You really are curious what's going on, and then you just go, oh, that's interesting. Well, you know, I might say, well, that doesn't really work for me, but, you know, give it a try.
Well, I guess to be curious, you have to think, and that's always a good thing, and that's always a good start, and then you're less liable to fall into taking what somebody says for face value, and that leads me to the next thought as we're talking here. How important is it to develop a good, I will call it a BS indicator, you know, that we need to separate what's true from not and what's total fiction? Because right now, you know, with social media there, if you read it, you believe it. And boy, there's a lot of stuff out there that's just not true. And with artificial intelligence, that's opening a whole new realm for us to have to deal through. How important is it to develop that BS indicator?
I think it's crucial. We just need that because we have so much of that BS coming our way and people are trying to get us to do this, that, or the other thing. And you go, wait a minute, why?
Yes.
And you know, it just doesn't work.
If you ask that simple question, it really stops a lot of this, but people don't take the time to do that. And what's worse is they hear something and they spread it on to other people, whether it's in person or with the keyboard. And all of a sudden, we've got a situation that's totally out of control. You talked about this before, this balance between heart and logic. And so often we think, no, we need to think logically. We eliminate the heart. How do you emphasize heart-centered awareness over strictly logical? And do you need the two to be successful?
You do need the two to be successful. And I remember listening to Greg Braden once, and he just touches his heart, and that really works. Just take your little finger and touch your heart and try to plug into it. We have more neurites in our heart than any other people. You know, it's just amazing. And we're developing that. I think something is changing, just like our, you know, other things are changing with us. But, you know, just stay connected to the heart, but don't slow out the brain.
Well, I love that, touching the heart, because you feel the heart, so you know, okay, it's not just something that, you know, really doesn't exist. It's there for a purpose, and I need to learn from that. So that's something that you can that you can do. Time is going by so quickly. I want to focus a little bit on Remnants of Humanity Journey Throughout Our Sacred Earth to Restore Balance Held Within the Feminine Dimension by Christine Van Camp Zecca, our guest on the program. Website, ChristineZecca.com. All of this on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. You divide the book into two parts. Talk a little bit about that and the viewpoint of told in first person from five people. Talk about the format of the book.
Well, I just found it came, you know, not being trained as a writer and being trained as an artist, I just considered writing. I have a beautiful partner now who's a writer. And when I became really reacting to the toxins in the oil paint, I had to stop painting. That's huge for me. I've been doing that for over 50 years. So I just, he started, and I said, you know, this is like, writing is like a sculpture through time. And when I do a painting, I have it all on there. So it's like I don't follow the regular format that you're supposed to when you write. And I read all these books on how to write a book and things like that. But I don't think that way. And I don't have a plot of what I'm doing. I guess because I'm a shamanic practitioner, I just go into a meditation and things, I see things. I'm very visual. So I would see it. I will see exactly what the place looks like, what's happening, and what's happening next. Like in the book I'm writing now, I got stuck. I go, uh-oh, what's happening next? I have no idea. But I know that's always a good thing because I will get a download. And I have one now, and I'm so excited to write that piece now because I go, oh, this is going to be good. We can touch on redemption. We can do so much with this.
Interesting. You know? So writer's block sometimes is a good thing. You're able to get the download, and you know where you're going to go and to take the story. You mentioned that you do things in a visual way. The book is, the story comes across you as you read it. There's a visualization to the story, Remnants of Humanity. That comes through, and your passionate writing comes through as well. Talk about that, because this book is really something you believe in. The messages in the book are very, very powerful to you, aren't they?
Very powerful. And the funny thing is, because I'm doing Qigong all the time because I'm fighting Parkinson's, I do this singing to my different organ systems, and there's something about doing that practice that just turns me on to write. It's the most peculiar thing, you know.
Well,
but it does.
It works, so it's not peculiar. It works for you, and when you think it through, it does make sense, and there's so many lessons in what you say for all of us. In the book, you talk a lot about technology, the consequences of technology on our planet. Talk a little bit about that and where we're headed with that, because it sort of seems in many cases it's full steam ahead and we're not really looking at the consequences.
We're not paying attention. I mean, I realize when I go out and walk, you know, that's a good walk. I have to go to this park at the beach. And I used to take my iPhone. Then I said, you know, I do not want to take my iPhone because I want to be present to that's all there.
Yes.
You know, the beauty of the flowers, the grasses. Oh, look, this one's doing this. Oh, my goodness. And then when I go out and do my Qigong, very often I see people walking their dog or with their somebody, and they're both looking at their their iPhones or whatever they are. And I go, that is weird. It's like you're living someone else's life. Live your own life.
There's so much to be gained by nature, isn't there? Just going out without you don't need the music, because nature provides music, doesn't it? The sounds, the sights, the smells,
absolutely.
All of that.
Yes. Yes. The flowers. As you go through the time of year, there's different things flowering. There's different things, even when they're going and they've all bloomed and they're all now green in their next stage. And I go, oh, those actually are beautiful too. And sometimes there's a little purple at the top and that's all that's left. But that's okay. That's beautiful.
Yep. So when you're out walking, it doesn't even have to be a walk. It can be a walk from the parking lot to a shopping center or into the office or whatever. Just pause a little bit, look around and take it all in. And that, we have a couple minutes left here. I mentioned technology. Talk about your fear of the consequences of technology on our planet, because that's something else that we're full speed ahead with technology. And the cost could be severe down the road, short way down the road.
It is severe. I have been recently studying because of my book, because there's extraterrestrials that are coming. So I'm getting really interested at the other beings that live all throughout the universe. And one thing, the grays, the good grays, they're not all good, just as usual. They said, beware, do not go down this path. You will lose all your bodily functions. You will lose your muscles. You will lose so much. Don't do it. I just heard that last week and I went, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
What a powerful message that is. You get so concerned, and you address all of this and what could happen and what happens 700 years from now in the book Remnants of Humanity. Let's talk a little bit about what you hope the takeaway is. As people read this book, it's highly entertaining, but boy, there are some powerful messages here as well. What do you hope the takeaway is? When people read Remnants of Humanity, what do you hope sticks with them?
I think it's your interpersonal relationships along with your relationship to nature, and you're doing everything you can to get the poisons out and just to let it bloom. You know, I love bees. You know, I just fall in love with bugs. I fall in love with everything. I'm not that crazy about mosquitoes, I have to admit. But, you know, I'm sure they have some kind of a function. I don't know what.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure either. But yeah, I will give nature credit for assigning a function to some of these that we're awestruck by, but we have no idea what purpose they're serving. And everything is connected, so I'm sure there is a connection for that something that it serves. A minute or so left here. What are your hopes for the future? Do you see us maybe at some point understanding we're going in the wrong direction? Or are you frightful for the future?
I don't do fear. 9/11,
fearful.
You know, it's like I woke up with a migraine right when they hit, because I'm very sensitive. So I just go, don't go there. Don't go there. There's a lot going on here. I wonder what's going on. Stay curious. You know, ask questions. And be loving.
And laugh from time to time and get outside
and constantly.
Absorb nature and just live it to its fullest. Christine, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. The book is receiving rave reviews, Remnants of Humanity, Journey Through Outer Sacred Earth to Restore Balance, Health Within the Feminine Dimension by Christine Van Camp Zecca. Zecca is Z-E-C-C-A. Our website, ChristineZecca.com. like to thank Writers Branding for arranging our conversation with Christine today. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, including taking you to Christine's website. Christine, a pleasure having you on the program. Good luck with the new book you're working on, and I'd love to be able to talk about that as well when completed. Here, our guest on the program, Christine Van Camp Zecca. The book is available wherever books are sold, Remnants of Humanity. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.